This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Avi Yudaykin and family Lilu Nishmas Morris Esther Bas Achoba Reb Naftoli. Ches Elul, Sunday the 8th of September, Reb Ephraim Fortune, Elul 2020.
Chabur writes, "Noyagim lokum ba'ashmeres leimar slichos le'tachanunim mirush chodesh elul ve'elech ad yom kippurim." The meaning is to get from Rosh Chodesh to say slichos until Yom Kippur, and that's actually how the Sfardim and Noyag say slichos the whole chodesh elul. But the Ramah says, "Avol minig bnei Ashkenaz einikein adam Rosh Chodesh ve'elech maschilin liskoya achad tchilat shachris." We start blowing shofar after shachris. And Mishnah Berurah adds, "When noyigin b'vdina seinu, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippurim, to say every day, loyim b'chol yoyim achad gemara tefillah, mizmor the David, mizmor, I should say, the David, now the comma, Hashem oiri v'yishi." Right, boiker v'erev. "V'onu noyigin loyim ad shmini aseres v'ad bechlau." So if Chazal chose this perik of the David, Hashem oiri v'yishi, to be said during Elul and Roshana until Sukkot's time, so Lechoira, this perek holds within it the key to the avodah that we're supposed to be doing during Elul. So I wanted to be mispoining some of the psukim of this perek, and without too much effort, when we look at the psukim of the David Hashem Oiri, we see straight away that the theme of Emuna and Bitochen comes again and again and again. The perek starts with David: Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimi Ira. Hashem is my light, is my salvation. Mimi Ira. Of who am I afraid? Hashem mo is chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life. Mimi efchod. I'm not afraid of anyone. And the Malbim explains that Yira is from something which we know about. And pachad is something which we don't even know about. It's just a person within himself. He has a pachad of what's going to happen. David HaMelech says, "I'm not afraid. B'kroiv alai mereim." It's different. Shot him what b'kroiv means. Doesn't mean they're coming close. It doesn't mean they're coming to war. Loshon of krav. They want to eat my flesh. My enemies. Hey, Makosh, are going to follow. Ah, their ideas are going to fall. They're going to fail. In Tachner and I, Machner, have a whole encampment against me. Lo Yerolibi, even my heart. I'm not going to feel any fear. Gurnished. In Tachner and I, Mulchama. You see these psukim. See, David HaMelech is describing an amazing level of Bitochen Bashem. That even in all these situations, b'krov alai mereim lechelas v'sori, there's a machaneh, there's a melchama. Yeah, he said, "I'm not afraid, I'm not even scared, nothing, don't feel any fear." Chayre tzapele. He's saying that because I understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is my oyer, my yesha, I'm not afraid. We mamin in this, you know, we're mamin. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world and that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing everything. And there's no real reason to be afraid, you know. Kodesh Baruch Hu will look after us. But to actually feel that, to feel that peace of mind, I don't need to be worried about anything, I'm not scared of anything, that feeling, l'chora, is way out of our reach. You know, in our head, we can understand it perhaps, but to actually feel it, very difficult. Rav Shimshon Pinkas, he says a mashal about this. He says, if you think about a person who travels, he was in Eretz Yisrael, so he said he travels to Chutz Loretz, and his friends asked him if they'll bring back some electronics. He'll bring back some electronics for them from Chutz Loretz. So he did that. He bought a whole load of electronics, and he had two suitcases of electronics he's bringing back with him from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now he's sitting on the plane, and he thinks to himself, actually, I do have to go through customs when I come into Eretz Yisrael. You know, I wonder what they'll think if they find my two suitcases full of electronics. So he thinks to himself, well, you know, I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for other people, I'm doing a mitzvah, and everything's b'yad Hashem. There's not really a reason to be scared, I don't need to be scared. And the whole way through he's being mechazik himself in a munah b'tochen, he's thinking, I don't need to worry, it's going to be good, everything's b'na shemayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be matzliach, it'll be okay. And then, he comes off the plane, and he gets his suitcases, and he realizes when he picks up his suitcases, his hands are shaking a little bit. And then when he goes through customs, If the officer even looks in his direction, he feels like he's going to faint. Hey, what happened? He had this flight, 7-8 hours. He's mechazik himself the whole time. Emuna bitochen. Everything's been l'shamayim. The Rebbe didn't look after him. He's doing it l'shem shamayim. Why should he? And then suddenly his hands are shaking. He feels like he's going to faint. What happened to all those hours that he put in? As Surah Shem Shabinka says, there's the gap between what we know, to get what we know into our heart, that we should actually feel it. It's so difficult. So difficult. They say the Divrei Chaim, he once came to the doctor, and the doctor said to him, what do you do? So he says, I'm a bridge builder. The doctor looked at him, you know, probably had his white beard with his pelt's mouthful. You build bridges? You don't look like a typical builder of bridges. So Divrei Chaim says, no, I build bridges between the head and the heart. And that's the bridges that I'm oisik in. That's very difficult to say, v'yadata yom mashavoyis alavecho. To get from the head to the heart is like it's that distance. So we can understand it, we can think about it. We know how we feel when we even have to speak to a regular policeman, you know? Policeman stops on the road, the heart starts beating, you know? Well, what can he do already? What can the customs officer do? Maybe he can stop us for a bit, he take away our stuff. What can he do? Give us a fine. What can these people do? They can't do very much. But we start getting scared. And David HaMelech, he says he's not scared. Everything's okay. How can we touch that feeling? What's the direction to go in to get a touch of that feeling of calm, of bitachon Hashem? There's nothing to be worried about. So the pasuk says, Im tachna lemachna liyur libi, im tokem olay melchoma, b'zois ani b'teach. David HaMelech says, b'zois ani b'teach. What's b'zois ani b'teach? There's different pshatim. One of the pshatim is that it's going on the next pasuk. B'zois ani b'teach, in the achas sh'alti me'isa Hashem, oisa avakesh, shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayei. That's why I'm being b'teach. In the shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayei. Now we sing this pasuk. We sing it on Shavuos, we dance for the Sefer Torah, we dance, we sing achas sh'alti me'isa Hashem, shifti b'beis Hashem. If you think about it, what is this b'beis Hashem that David HaMelech is asking? He wants to shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayei. What b'beis Hashem is it? The first thing that comes to mind is probably the Beis HaMikdash. Shifti b'Beis Hashem. In the Pasuk, when it says Beis Hashem, so what does it mean? Reishis b'kuri ha'atmoscha tovi Beis Hashem alekecho. It's Beis HaMikdash. Targum says it means the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a few shtarki kashas on that. First of all, over the Melech's time, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet. So what is he saying? Shifti b'Beis Hashem kalim ha'chaya, I want to say in the Beis HaMikdash? There is no Beis HaMikdash. Then another kasha is, that it says Shivti Beveis Hashem is not such a matim loshen for the Mishkan or for the Beis HaMikdash, because you're not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So it seems to be a bit of a strange loshen to say Shivti Beveis Hashem about the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, even though Malchi Beis David are allowed to sit in the Azara, but not in the Beis HaMikdash, Shivti Beveis Hashem. Choretz doesn't fit so well, the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we going to say? We can say that the Shifti Beis Hashem is the Beis HaMedrash. Choretz would say it's the Beis HaMedrash. So Reb Chaim Friedlander asked him that. He says, if Shifti Beis Hashem means the Beis HaMedrash, then why is David HaMelech saying that he wants to sit in the Beis HaMedrash? Hare, the Rebbein Shalem has given him responsibilities. The Rebbein Shalem chose him. He should be a Melech. He's got to run the Malchus. He has to go out to Melchoma, he has to make sure that people have Parnasa, whatever the Malchus, you know, it's a big job to run a Malchus, so whatever Malchus entails, he has to do. So why would David HaMelech come and say, Rebbein Shleilam, Shifti B'Veis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayei? That's not the job that Rebbein Shleilam gave you. So would you not, it would sort of be not doing his responsibilities properly if you would be sitting B'Veis Hashem the whole day. That's what Chaim Friedlander asked. There's a very interesting altar from Kelm. Right. But to say to the Rebbein Shleilam, you know, I want to do something different to what you've given me to do, sounds a bit of interesting bakasha. You're right. A bikush to want to be in the Beis Medrash. I wanted to suggest an alternative pshat. The Alter from Kelm says that the whole world is interconnected. Everything is connected to each other. He says it's for one tachlis, it was created for one tachlis. And he says that's why the Rambam writes that the whole world is considered a koimo achas. It's like one building. He says, v'ha'oretz v'chol ha'shebo l'minim shoinim, ha'mayim, v'ha'avir, v'ha'ruach, v'ha'esh, ha'galgalim, the planets, the melochim, the shrofim, ha'ifanim, ha'chayis, ha'kodesh, v'kisei, ha'kovoid, It's all considered one building. V'hu yisparach rom v'nisa al kulam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he says, is on top of all those things. He says, all the whole world is looked at as a bias. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Bala bias. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has the Bala bias, he's Moshel, and he runs the bias. He says, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk, the Altar Kel says, in Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisecha. The Ashrei, the people who realize that they're V'Yisecha, that they're in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's house. And he says, V'anachnu Helchim Chutz L'Bayis, V'Loi V'Bayis. He says about himself, he says, we're going outside the house. The people that are in the house, they see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam running the show. They see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam running everything. He says, we're walking outside the house. Yishlach Lonu Hashem Yisparach Ezrozei Mikodesh. He says, Halavai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help us that we should also be sitting in the bayis. So the Altar Kelm says this idea that the whole Bria is considered the Beis Hashem. When we say Shifti Beis Hashem, be with the Hakara, that the Bria is the bayis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the Beis Hashem. Now what does that mean, Lemaisa? I want to try and bring this down a little bit, Lemaisa. The Pasuk says, Toshes Choshech Vayhi Loila, Zeho Olam Hazeh Shedoyma Lelaila. But it says in the Pasuk, Toshes Choshech Vayhi Loila, Olam Hazeh Shedoyma Lelaila. Why is Olam Hazeh Shedoyma Lelaila? There's a certain darkness. Olam is a Loshon Helam. It's a Loshon of hidden. Something hidden in the world. A person could think, when he looks at the world, that it's disconnected, Chas V'Shalom, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's as if it's running on its own, a big machine which is just running on its own. It's going weiter, 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 weiter. It's what we call teva. Our chushim, chushim gashmiim, we see dvarim gashmiim, we hear dvarim gashmiim, we enjoy hanois gashmiis, we taste dvarim gashmiim. That's the way we interact with the world. But the boire oilam, we don't see in the world. We don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the gashmiistika world stands as a major mechitza between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's being chaitzitz. When we see the Gashmiyus of don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's being chaitzitz between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mitzad sheni, the world, the Bria, is a very big hiskalus. In the same period of Tehillim, that we say, Toshes Choshech V'Hiloyla, it says, Morabu Ma'asecha Hashem. If you look around, all the bruim, you see there's so many bruim, so many beautiful bruim in the world. Morabu Ma'asecha Hashem. Kulam B'Chochma, we see the Chochma in all the Bria. Osisa. The Chochmah came from somewhere. We say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Soif Maaseh B'machshava Tchila. You see a Maisa, it came from a Machshava before. It can't be that if you see Chochmah and you see order, that there wasn't someone who wanted that order, who wanted to bring it to make it into a Metzias. If you think about a regular Posht Shtender, usual Shtender in the Yeshiva, it's made out of a piece of wood on the top, and metal, oh, here we have a Shtender, piece of wood at the top, metal piece at the bottom, and you have about four screws, screw the wood, connected to the Shtender. Now what do you think, if you would take these pieces and put them in a room and leave them there for a few thousand years, any chance that the wood connect itself to the metal and become a Shtender? No, no chance. What about if you put wind, you know, blow fans all sides, leave it there for a few million years, there's a thing as a million years, yeah? Ganze Welt is only 6,000. But, in theory, leave it there for a million years. Any chance of the Shtender putting itself together? Little chance. No chance. What about a watch? Something a bit more complicated. You have a watch. All its little pieces and dials. No chance. If the Americans get to Mars, and they find a watch on Mars, then they know that the Russians have beat them there. Yeah? Someone's gone there before them. You know, a watch doesn't create itself on Mars. Right? Or, take something more complicated, the aeroplane. With all the little bits and pieces you have in the aeroplane. The aeroplane put itself together. Not shy. One leaf on a tree has more chachma in it than any choshva and intricate aeroplane. Why? Because a leaf made up of cells, and the cells can replicate themselves, reproduce themselves. You get more and more and more cells, and that's how a leaf grows. An aeroplane can't grow, right? A leaf can grow, and a leaf grows, and a tree grows, it becomes you plant a little seed, it becomes a big tree, and then on the tree, you get more fruit, and from that, it's more seeds, and you plant the seeds, you get more trees. That's a major chachma, more chachma in that than in any aeroplane. And what about the guf of a person? A person is born, a person grows, develops. There's so much chachma in the world. Not shaykh. If a person looks around and he thinks about things, he can see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam straight away. Especially if a person takes everything in, all the plants, all the trees, the thousands of different types of animals. Right? All the chachma that is in the person in himself, in all the parts of his body, that he can see, that he can hear, that he digests, the power of a person's brain, and the depths of a person's emotions. We think about these things, and all the chachma that there is in that, we see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. The world is showing us, there's a clear raya that the Someone created it, there's a rotzen of a boireg who brought that chachma into being. It says, Be'etzim, a very interesting pele de kazach, that mitzad echad, the bria, is a chatzitza between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mitzad sheni, the bria is showing us HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same bria, which is chatzitza, is also showing us HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's being megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it depend on? It depends on how much we're going to think about it. We're going to scratch the surface, we're going to look a bit deeper, and then we'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're just going to look at it on a shitchistic level, then we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it depends on. Rabbi Avigdor Miller was made a big avoida out of this. To think about the Bria, to be nispoil from the Bria, from all the beauty that there is in the Bria. He used to walk every day in Brooklyn with one hand in his pocket. And somebody asked him, he said, why are you walking with your hand in your pocket? So he says, he wants to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his pocket he had two apple seeds. And he used to feel these seeds while he was walking. Like that he felt that he remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's feeling these seeds in his pocket. It's also a story that Rabbi Avigdor Miller was once in a fruit and vegetable shop, and this woman saw him there and said, Rabbi Miller, you don't need to wait in the queue, you can pay straight away. She said, I'm not here to buy, I am here to admire. Yeah, he came to the shop to have a look at the different types of fruits, and the different colors, and all the beauty and chachma that is in the Bria. He made a very big avoida out of that. So that's the idea, the Be'etzem, the Teva. Rav Dessler says, Teva is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be most of the time. So there is no such thing as Teva, really. It's everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be most of the time. Because one of the heads of the Histadrut, in English, I think that's the Workers' Union in Eretz Yisrael, he was a chiloini, wasn't religious, and he was swimming on the beach in Tel Aviv. And he got pulled in. He got pulled in by the water, I don't know what it's called.
A current.
He got pulled in by the currents. Luckily, he was noticed by the lifeguard. The lifeguard came out in his canoe, and he swam out there, and he went to pull this fellow out of the water. And as he's getting nearer to this fellow, and he's trying to pull him into the canoe, he hears the guy shouting, I'm not Chozer B'tshuva! I'm not Chozer B'tshuva! He's like, what? That keeps on shouting, I'm not Chozer B'tshuva! Anyway, he took him out anyway. And he saved him, he took him to the beach and lay him down. And they brought him back. Yes, as he's coming back, the lifeguard says to him, why are you shouting, I'm not Chozer B'tshuva, I'm not Chozer B'tshuva? What's the meaning in that? So he said that when he was a boy in Shtetl, he got pulled. He came from a religious family, and he got pulled by the Tzionim and the ideas. They pulled him away from Yiddishkeit, and he decided to join a group that was going to set up a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. Before he left to go to Eretz Yisrael, his father said to him, if you don't mind, please, I want you to go into the Slonim Rebbe just to get a bracha. So yeah, bracha, I don't know if we'll see each other again. So this is my bakasha from you, go into the Slonim Rebbe to get a bracha. So he says, okay. Puts on a kapel, he went into the Slonim Rebbe for a bracha. And the Slonim Rebbe said to him, you know, I know where you are, I know what you're up to, but you grew up over here, and your roots are as a frum yid. You'll see that you won't die without doing tshuva. So now, when he was sinking in the water and he felt that he was going to die, he said, I'm not going to do tshuva, I'm not doing tshuva, I'm not tshuva. So how could he die? The Rebbe said, right? The Rebbe said that he's not going to die without doing tshuva. If you think about this story, it has a certain paradox in it. Because is he a ma'amin or is he not a ma'amin? It's ad echad, if he's a ma'amin, then why is he not religious? Why is he not putting on tefillin every day? And if he's not a ma'amin, so why does he believe in the bracha of the Rebbe? You know? You see a clear stira over there between two mindsets which are playing in his mind. And the truth is that every single person lives like that to a certain extent. We're ma'aminim, but our emuna is not alive to full extent. We all have our emuna alive to a certain extent, to a certain percentage. And the more we think about it, the more mechazik it, we can push it up. But there's always going to be that balance, because our eyes are meshachad us. A person looks around in the gashmis world, and unless he thinks deeply into what he's seeing, so our eyes are meshachad us, and we get carried away with the gashmis. Now, when a person looks at history, he sees it, he can see it as just mikre, you know, chance, developments. And when a person sees someone's being successful, he can think it's the chokhmah and it's the maisim that the person did that made him successful. Unless a person thinks a bit deeper, and then he sees the history and what's happening, it's not chance, it's not chance. It's Rebbeinu Shleilim who's fearing, Rebbeinu Shleilim who's making things happen. And some of these matzliach is not necessarily to do with what he's put in and what he's doing, it's because Rebbeinu Shleilim wants that to happen. That's the world we live in. Most people, usually, they just run with a teva feeling until something comes and stops them. Somebody's not well. Doesn't have money to pay the bills. Something happens with a child. And then a person stops and says, hey, I'm not subject to random teva, you know, that there's chance of what's going to happen to me. I can overcome this. The Rebbeinu Shem can do anything. I just have to turn to the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem can do anything. And in all the generations, Yidden did this. In difficult times, a person take a Tehillim. And through the Psukim of Tehillim, a person mechazik himself in Emunah and Bitochen and lift himself up to a higher level. And remember that everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and remember that everything's L'Tayv Aseinu. And that's how we calmed ourselves down through all the generations. Mechazik and Emunah, that everything's for our good. And everything is, I should say, everything's for our good, either in this world or in the next world. But, L'maisa, we do live in those two worlds. Sometimes we live with a mindset, of Gashmistika mindset, of Teva. And sometimes we live in a Ruchnistika mindset, of Hashkocha and Emunah. And sometimes we live in both. Sometimes we live with a bit of both. And so there's a balance there. And the tachlis of the Torah is to be mechazik a person, to bring a person, to strengthen his emunah, that he should remember the Rebbeinu Shleilim as much as possible during his day. We start the day with Moida Ani Lefonecho. I thank you, Rebbeinu Shleilim, but Lefonecho. We remember that we're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three times a day we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 100 times a day we should sing brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mezuzah that we see on the door, it's supposed to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We wear a kapel on our head, reminds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see our tzitzis, reminds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All through the day, we have all these things around, which are meant to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Even when we eat and we sleep, the Shulchan Aruch says a person should think he's being mechazik himself and avoid Hashem. Until we say Krishma Lamita, we finish Krishma Lamita with a mapil, we say, Hey, mitasi shleima lefonecha. We start with Lefonecha, and we finish with Lefonecha. And that's the idea behind the whole Torah and Yiddishkeit, to bring a person to feel Lefonecha. A person can learn, he can forget that it's Teres Hashem Bechlal. He gets carried away with in intellectual learning. He forgets it's Teres Hashem. That's why the Mishnah says, Hevishokud lilmoy Torah, v'da lifnei mi ata omel. You should remember who you're learning, you know, in front of who you're learning. A person can daven, and you forget that he's talking to Rebbeinu Shleilim. He gets carried away, you know, he's just saying the words, and he forgets. Mishnah says, "Al tas philosopher kva l'rachamim sachanunim lefnei amokim." Rav Olga once said that a person speaks with more respect to his Rosh Hashiva than to the Rebbeinu Shleilim. And you don't dream when you're talking to the Rosh Hashiva. A person can dream when he's talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilim. There's a joke that the Hasidim say, the Alta Hasidim of Pam, you know, they used to say about the Misnagdim. He said there was once a Litvisher. He ran into the shtibel and he said, "Why, I know you're right. Last night I had a dream, and I saw the Rebbeinu Shleilim in my dream." The Chassid said, no, yeah, a person dreams about what he thinks about during the day. He says, it's not such a big pella. You saw the Rebbeinu Shleilim in your dream. Says Litvak, he says, "I'm telling you, I've been so busy with my Torah and our mitzvahs that I haven't thought about the Rebbeinu Shleilim in months." Yeah, that's the joke the Misnagdim used to say. But it can happen. It can happen. A person davening and learning, and he doesn't think about the Rebbeinu Shleilim, about a personal relationship with the Rebbeinu Shleilim. They say that Bacha was once davening a very long Shemayna Esra, and Reb Chatzkel Levenstein came up to him and he whispered in his ear, "Don't forget the Rebbeinu Shleilim." So in Rosh Hashanah, we're mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Yeah, imru lefonai malchias kadesh tam lichuni aleichem. What's malchias? Malchias means we mechazik ourselves in emunah. Yeah, the Rav Olba once said a person is maskim to be mekabel on himself ol malchus shamayim on condition that Rav Olba stays begins a meroyim. You know, just you stay there, don't come down here too close. Yeah, it gets uncomfortable when it's too close. But for a person to understand and to internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him wherever he goes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whatever he's doing, and even within our own guf, everything in this world made up of cells. And cells made up of atoms. The atoms are moving around the whole time. What's moving them around the whole time?
What gives the atom a kiyum bechlal? What's moving around? The Rebbeinu Shlom's there within the Bria, within everything. It's a very deep idea a person can think about, that the Rebbeinu Shlom's there within us. Bekir b'cha kodesh, the pasuk says. It's hard for us. It's hard for us because it's magbil us. It's magbil us. It makes us feel like, you know, uncomfortable. That we can't move around too much because the Rebbeinu Shlom's right there with us the whole time. On the one hand, it's takim magbil us. But on the other hand, it's much more difficult for a person to feel that he's at the mercy of random natural happenings. You know, what sort of feeling is that for a person to feel that he's like, hanging and he's dependent on something random? It's in our, especially in our generation, we hear the news from all around the world. We hear everything that's going on. We hear the natural disasters, and we hear all the terror attacks from around the world, and all the sorrows and difficulties that people have. And we know the peckle, that everybody's carrying a peckle, and we get to hear about it. People who are not well, people in parnasa, children. Everybody has a bit of a pachad in their heart, you know, about what's going to be with them, what's going to be with their families. The more a person sharpens his emunah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there within the world, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mashkiach, and everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen, and everything is for our good. So he's mechazik his bitochem b'Hashem, and then he can breathe a sigh of relief. We're in the trusty hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need to worry so much. We take the keys, give them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we rely on him, that everything he does is for our good. Rav Simcha Wasserman was once walking up to the airplane, you know, in the days that he used to walk on stairs up to the airplane. And as he was walking up the stairs, he walked past the big whirring engine of the airplane. And he thought to himself, what would happen if this engine would stop in the middle of the flight? We're dependent on the engines of the airplane. And then he thought to himself, what would happen if this engine would stop in the middle of the flight? A person's heart beating the whole time. The same Rebbeinu Shleilam, which is keeping his heart beating the whole time, the same Rebbeinu Shleilam keep the engine whirring the whole time. We can trust the Rebbeinu Shleilam, rely on him, that he's going to continue giving us life and health and parnasa. So when we say Hashemes beveis Hashem, Shivti beveis Hashem, it means to remember and to sharpen and to internalize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there within the whole Bria, and that's what David HaMelech was saying when he says Shivti beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayei. That wherever he goes and whatever he does, even if he's out in Mulchama, he's not actually in the Beis Hashem. Not in the Beis Hamikdash, he's not in the Beis Hamedrash. He's out in Mulchama. He should remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he should remember that the whole Bria is the Beis Hashem, and he's within the Beis Hashem. And the more a person sits in the Beis Hashem, the more we think about it and internalize it, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us the whole time, in every place, and we live our life with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more we develop the feeling, Menuchas HaNefesh, Bitochen HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we're in good hands, we're in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chazal was asking for us to say, L'dovid Hashem Oyri V'Yishi, again and again and again. Because that's what we're trying to get to in Elul and Yom HaNeroim. We're trying to develop this feeling, to be mechazik ha'amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Birchas Avram of Slonim was once sitting with his chassidim, and he told him the following story. He said there was once a yid called Ephraim Shmuchnik. Ephraim Shmuchnik, he lived in Russia, and in those days, to sell alcohol in Russia was illegal. But that was his parnasa, was timinish for parnasa. He used to sell alcohol, the black market. Now, if you got caught selling alcohol in the black market, 20 years in Siberia. If you'd get caught, he's risking 20 years in Siberia. One day, he sees the officers coming. He sees the officers coming towards his house where he sells the stuff. What does he do when he's in trouble? He ran to Beis Medrash. He opened up the Aron HaKodesh. He stuck his head in the Aron HaKodesh. And he felt bad to start davening for Gashmias and, you know, these sorts of things. He starts saying, Sachlibi b'seir al-secho, Nafshi chomdo b'tzeil yodecho, l'das kol rol seidecho. And he got so carried away with his feelings of closeness and dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forgot about the officers, he forgot about the alcohol, he forgot about everything. Then he finished his tefillah and he closed the Aron HaKodesh and he went home. That's where the Slonim Rebbe finished the story. So all the Hasidim, they said, but what happened? What happened with the officers and the alcohol? What happened? So the Rebbe says to them, I don't understand you. Ephraim Shmuchnik, he was being chased by the officers, and he forgot about the whole thing, and he forgot about the officers and the alcohol, and you're still stuck with that. He got connected with Shmuchnik with Vekas, and you're still stuck with the Gashmias. That's our struggle. Our struggle is between lifting ourselves up and we will be pulled down by the Teva, and we have to keep being mechazik ourselves again and again and again. If, after Elul and Yom Niroim, we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, and we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, we can know that we've taken something, we've had Yis'alus from Elul and Yom Niroim. That's the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit. Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of the day, from Moed Ani Lefonecho, until the end of the day, we say, Hey Mitos Yishlema Lefonecho. And that's what we daven, that's what Tefillah is. Avinu Malkeinu Hachzireinu B'Shuvah Shlema Lefonecho. That's our tefillah. We should remember, we should live our lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Shem, Amen, Amen. Amen.